Blog Talk Radio.
Our scripture for tonight is coming from the book of Romans, chapter 8, and we're going to start at verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our heart knows the minds of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Verse 28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who has been called accordingly to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your glorification. We thank you for just being there with us at all times and never leaving us and forsaking us and giving us insight into the righteousness of your ways, and just being there to Father Truth when we can't speak, that you have given us the opportunity to invite your Holy Spirit to come and live inside of us, that your Holy Spirit will intercede for us. Hallelujah. When we can't find the words to say, the Holy Spirit down inside of us will speak for us, spirit to spirit. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that opportunity. That's just a gift, a precious gift that cannot be bought with money, cannot be bought with words, cannot be bought with looks. And yet and still you give it and make it available to everyone, regardless of our race or our age or our status in life. And I just want to thank you for that precious gift, dear Father. I want to thank you for my family, for my job, for my loved ones near and far, for ministries, leaders, and teachers that are trying to do the will of you, dear Father, going beyond just a normal church and coming outside of the walls and into the streets and the roads and the byways, dear Father, trying to tell somebody about you, Lord, your word, and what you're able to do, and what you're searching for that is already there. Hallelujah. Well, dear Father, we just ask that you just come and take our invitation to just pour your showers of love and understanding in your word over our lives right now. We open our ears and we open our hearts, dear Father, and we receive what it is that you have for us right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, this is your host, Evangelist Von Dillmas. I invite you to get your sword, which is the Spirit of God's Word. Get your pen and your paper so you can notate and get ready to get blessed by the Lord one more time. It's a blessing. It's an honor. Someone that may have been with us last night was not able to tune in tonight. You know, they may be gone on to glory or whatever destination that they've chosen for themselves. But we have the right today to choose life, or we can choose death. It is our choice. And I invite you to choose life today. And let's talk about it as we continue in our broadcast for Comfort for Troubled Christians. Again, I just want to shout out to all of those that are shouting out through emails and with your success stories and how the word is really blessing your life, and how that you are referring back to it and driving in the car listening to it. And some said, I said in my desk and I had it downloaded on my phone, and I can just and while I'm doing my work, I just have the word, and I just go back over it again, and I just listen to the broadcast over and over again. So God bless each and every one of you, and just, you know, it's a miraculous thing of how God can just intertwine all of us in every city and state all around the world, in England, and all the different places that I receive emails from. You know, I just, you know, isn't that wonderful? That's just the way God works, you know. He said that he wants none to perish. He wants his word to reach all parts of the earth, all parts of creation. And I'm just trying to let myself be a willing vessel so he can do his work inside of me.
you know, it's not so much about me. It's just me, just like you should be, a willing vessel. And invite God to come into your heart, into your life, and to do what it is that he would have be done for you, to show you his ways, and that you can just do what you can to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah, to edify the kingdom, to spread the word of God around all creations, that everyone will have an opportunity to choose either life or death. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that's exactly what we're doing, and with this broadcast here, just with the comfort for troubled Christians, because it's a lot of different times, a lot of things is going on in the world. It's a lot of things that actually bog you down. And with the holidays coming up, we find that it is lonesome times. You know, it's a lot of lonesomeness out there. A lot of parents have, you know, their kids are grown and have their own lives, and you know, you used to have maybe holidays was the best times because you look forward to all of the family just around the dinner table or just everybody chipping in the kitchen, cooking something, doing something. And now you look around your home and there is no little feet running around. There's no laughter. Everyone is gone, and they may call you on the phone, and you talk to them, and it's not the same because everybody's got their own family. They're all there doing their own things, and the word family has kind of changed now for you to the point because you see that it's just you and your spouse now, you know, and in some cases, it's just you now by yourself, and that is considered the family. And your offspring now are considering their spouses and their kids and as family. And we find ourselves sometimes kind of lonesome. You know, you kind of miss that. You kind of miss that. You know, there's a point in every parent's life and you say, oh, I can't wait until you all get grown, you know. I can't wait until I can have my house back. But then, you know, that's good for only so long. But unless you have a lot of things just to keep you occupied or, you know, you want to enjoy your home, so you don't want to have to rely on outside sources to always keep you going. But you want to be able to be comfortable in your home and enjoy home. But sometimes when you're at home, that's the most quiet place. That's the most lonely place, you know, that you can find that's in your world right now. So we reach out to you in prayer right now. We reach out to just a little secret prayer for each one of you all, that God would just minister to your hearts, that he would just open up the hearts of loved ones, whether it's your immediate family, or, you know, God has ways of giving you place and family in your life. So however it be, I want you to know that you can depend on me. If you need someone to talk to, you can depend on me. You can talk to me. I'm never too busy. If I am at the moment, believe me, I will set a time that I can call you back, and I will stick to that. It's very important that you know that there's someone out there, it's ministries out there that is willing to just come and visit, just come and just so you can see someone else, have another adult conversation with someone else. You know, the TV can only do so much, you know, but I want you to know that you can depend on me. You can depend on the ministry. If it's something biblical you need over the holidays, just let me know. If you just need to, like I said, just to talk to someone, just let me know. And then we can go in prayer also together and try to find a good church home that in your area, and you said I already have a church home. Well, maybe it's just something that you're not getting there that you would just like for someone, a ministry, to just stop by. Just stop by for someone to just talk to you, just read the word with you or something. And maybe that's not provided at your ministry. So you don't have to change your church or anything like that. But we all need each other, you know. So if it's someone else that is offering these services and you're in need of these services, you know, just let us know. Let's just pray about it and see what we can get going for you in your life. Because God has an escape for everything that seems to back us into corners. And that's even loneliness, you know, that's even depression. There is a way of escape. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for it because the enemy wants to shut your mouth to it. Don't tell anyone about it He wants you to feel ashamed about it, or he wants you to go and say, I don't need anybody. I'm enough for me. I'll keep my own self company. You know, but a true Christian can have a soften heart and open their mouth and let someone know what their needs are. And if you're not for sure who it is that you need to be speaking those words to let know about your desires and your needs, just pray about that and ask God, who can I talk to and tell that I'm lonely? You know, I don't want everyone to know this. Who can I tell that I feel like I'm getting depressed here? You know, I'm missing a loved one at this time of the year, and I know that everyone thinks that, you know, you should be over it by now, or, you know, just move on. But I'm still missing that loved one. And so ask God, who is it can I trust to tell these things to? Because I want to be obedient and open my heart. I don't want any of this stuff to block me and push me up against a wall, because my spirit can only take so much. So I want to lay these things down to you. I'm not built to take them, but I know that you are. You can carry all of my loads, and he can. He can carry your loads, and I don't care what that load is full of depression, full of illness. It could be full of anger. It could be full of guilt, full of envy. Whatever it's full of, he can carry it. He's built to carry your load. All we have to do is give it to him. All we have to do is give it to him. You already have it. You feel that heaviness in your chest. You're having chest pains right now. You're already having it. Your whole body is swelling up. You already have it. You're stressed out, and your hair is even falling out. You know what? You can't get enough rest. You lay down and go to sleep, but you're not really, you're waking up feeling just like it was before you lay down. That's too much on you. That's an indication that you're carrying something that you're not made to carry. That's your body trying to tell you, lay it down. I can't take it. So I invite you all to go to the altar. Go to the altar. Cry it out. Whatever you need to do, lay it down, but give it to God. Give it over to him. And audibly speak those words. God, I'm giving this to you. Father, I'm giving you this sickness. Father, I'm giving you this stress. I'm giving you this concern that just keep worrying me, worrying about my loved ones. I'm giving it to you. And I'm going to leave it here with you. And then once you're finished and you've laid it down, then I want you to get up. And every time that the enemy tries to bring that up to you again, I want you to stop and denounce him. I want you to say, no, I resist you in the name of Jesus Christ. He has this issue. Go talk to my daddy about it. Let it go. And just let it be. And then just believe in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that it's done. Believe by the blood, the stripes that Jesus shed for us, that it's covered. All of your worries, all of your load is already covered for you. And we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God, to who those are called accordingly to his purpose. Romans 28 is what we just read in our scripture that told us that. So I want to remind you then, if we really know that, again, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, then I remind you to just quit trembling and just trust. I know it's a scary time. I know you're going through some scary stuff. You may be in a desert right now or over in Afghanistan or some other foreign land, and you're fighting and some enemy is trying to take your life. But I'm even going to ask you, even in those situations, to quit trembling and just trust. When we get to trembling, we lose our guard. When we get to trembling, we're not focused. But if we just put all that trembling into a trust factor, and that's what you can do when you lay it down. God, I'm scared. God, I'm fearing for my life right now. Someone may be saying this, trapped in a home. I'm fearing for my life. It may even be a child. Just lay it down. Let him know. God, I need your help. I have fear right now in my heart, but I want to trust you. And then some of us go around and we feel like that the world is against us and that, you know, the world owes us something and we shouldn't have to go through this. So we may feel like, why is it me who's always going through that? But I remind you to just quit pouting for a minute and turn your pouts into praise. Just find something to praise God for every time you feel like pouting. You know? Just stop running. Just slow down for a minute. Slow down and just rest. And then we talk about it all the time. Quit worrying. And just wait. Just wait. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. But with prayer and supplications, make your requests known to the Lord. And stop belittling each other. And start believing for each other. Believe for your sister just like there was something that you're wanting, that you're waiting on. Believe for each other instead of belittling each other. Hallelujah. It's going to be all kind of things that we've talked about, the different things in life is going to come up, and there's nothing we can do about it. Father has already warned us beforehand that we were going to have trials and tribulations. So he told us, prepare yourself for these things. So we should be prepared, right? And the more we study the word, the more prepared we become. Because there's going to be times that your enemies are continuing going to be after you. Your friends are going to desert you. Satan is going to set up different buckets for you. Demons is going to be at you. Sin will infest your life, and those around you are send people in your life to just destroy you. Sickness will weaken you. Sorrows will distress you. We know that death, it robs. We look at TV and we have poverty, and poverty threatens us, and it, all of our dreams can just vanish in the air, and all of our air castles will start to crumble. And as we talked about with Paul, ships go onto the reef. Raging storms start to sweep down, and, you know, it's even times like then, the dark clouds are perpetually, they swallow you up. It seems as though the sun refused to shine, the stars refused to twinkle. But there are so many different things that go on that's going to go on in your day, whether today, yesterday, or your tomorrow. But there's no need to worry about it. And as we have coined here, today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. You didn't think you would make it, but you're here. So just remember that regardless of what it is, Jesus, he has not forgotten you. You're not going through this alone. And you may choose to not get in the word. That's your choice. You may choose to go tell a friend and whoever will listen. But you're just wasting time, because unless you, if it's someone that God has sent you to that's going to help you through the word of God to bring it back to him, we're just kind of going in circles, But the Holy Spirit has not deserted you. God has answered the believer. He answered the believer in our scripture tonight in Romans 8:28. He answered the believers in the midst of all of your troubles by saying all things work together for the good. So God is still on the throne, and he ever cares for his own. His promise is true. He will not forget you. God is still on the throne. And his promise binds him to help you. It's a binding relationship that he will help you. His compassion for us, it inclines him to hear us. He's a compassionate God, and he's a powerful God, and his power enables him to deliver you through your shadows of death. So be grateful for what he's done. Thank him for what he's doing, and trust him for what he's going to do. So quit asking all the time why, and just praise him that he's given us Romans 8:28. And that it is still alive right now today, that it doesn't end, there's no expiration date on it, but all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. This is one of the most blessed promises God has given us. Yet it's one of the most doubted and misunderstood promises that God has given us. So you're not required to understand it, but you're required to believe it. You're required to act upon it and to make it a working principle in your life. This is the promise of God. And the child of God can, through faith, turn God's promise into a prophecy. I do not know what tomorrow holds, but I do know that it will work out. All things will work out for the good. I would like to point out to you that this is a narrow promise. Hear me from the Spirit. It does not say that all things work together for good for all people. It does not say that. So let's make sure we get the word right. But rather, it says to them that what? Love God. To them who are the called. It is clear that this is a promise to the child of God. It's a promise to the one who has, through faith in Christ, been born again. So to the child of God, it is certainly true. God, who cannot lie, has promised us in Titus 1 and 2, praise God, it is true. Circumstances in your life, cannot alter the sheer promise of God. So whatever the circumstance in your life, it doesn't alter his word. Romans 8:28 is still true, regardless of the circumstances that's going on in your life. So you can stand by that casket containing the remains of the dearest one on earth. And these words are still true. And we feel like all hope is gone. But these words are still true. They're just as true as the Heavenly Father who spoke them. And in the hour of your deepest sorrow, for anybody who's going through bereavement right now, your hardest trial, your greatest disappointment, in the moment of your testing and shifting and temptation, it's in your greatest joy and your greatest victories right now. It is still true that all things work together for good, for good. If you open your heart, God will speak some truth into that situation for you. He'll break it down and make it more personable to you, individualize it for you and your circumstance right now, even for those who's going through grief right now. He will give you some secret stuff that just belongs to your ears, to your heart, about what's going on right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He did it for me, so I know he'll do it for you. Remember, friend, that what you face today does not change the eternal word of God. Let us notice exactly what God has promised. And I believe that through his Spirit we can come to understand it as well as believe it. Through his Spirit. Spirit-to-spirit connection, we can come to understand some of the things. So we don't have to run backwards and just give up every time a circumstance happens that shocks us. God is not shocked by it. Nothing gets past him. See, we know. What blessed assurance. Not that we understand everything or that we even enjoy the things, the circumstances that we go through. And again, as we spoke on last evening, we can't even see the end of some of the circumstances as we're going through. But we can feel, our emotions get into it, and we can feel the hardness. But we know because God has said it. We should know that it's our personal experience confirms it. Over and over again. If he brought you out of the first thing, he'll bring you out of number two. And so on and so on and so on. So the personal experience, we should know that his word is true, regardless of whether we understand it, whether we enjoy it, whether we can see the end of it. See, I thank God that we can know. We can only hope for the things that are temporal and but the eternal and those precious things that we know. For example, we may lay up treasures on earth and you know, hope that they're safe. We buy all of our fancy cars and homes and, you know, we build things and we can travel. We do all these things. And we build up all of these precious things, these treasures of money and here on this side. We can lay up those treasures on earth and we hope that they're going to always be safe. Yet we may lose everything we have. One tornado. Watch the news. It happens. One tornado can come through and just you lose everything. One hurricane, earthquake, all of these fucking holes that's going on. And everything that we own can be taken away from us just like that. So we hope that those things will be safe. But see, we can lay up treasures in heaven and versus hoping we know that they are not going to be where we are. Store them. We know that our treasures in heaven is not where thieves can break in and steal them. See, we're alive today, and we hope to be alive tomorrow. But if we know Christ is our Savior, we have eternal life, and know that we have passed from death into life. It's the difference. Are you seeing it? From hoping and knowing. We may be far and well in life right now. Everything may be going well, and we hope for continued blessings tomorrow. Yet before the rising of another sun, our hearts may be broken, our health may be gone, our dreams may be shattered, and our loved ones may be taken away from us. But if we're God's children, we can know that all things work together for good. All things. Not just some things, not most things, not the pleasant things, not just the easy things. Not just the things that you can work for and get a degree for, not just the things that you can build yourself up so high and look down at others on, not the things that carry letters behind your name or before your name, but all things, not just for the poor, for the rich. But it says that all things, we usually have no difficulty in seeing the truth when all is going well for our life. We said, yep, that's true. But it includes the hard, those bitter testing times in life as well. All things, from the most minute to the most largest things, from the harmless event in your daily providence to the crisis hours in grace. All things work together for good. The fact is that the hardest things to bear have in reality been the best for us. See, no sorrow leaves us where it found us. No sorrow leaves us where it found us. It either drives you from God or it brings you to God. Amen? Let's look at a quick example of that. I was thinking about the remorse of Judas. You know, the remorse of Judas drove him to suicide. But let's look at the other side, the remorse of Peter. The remorse of Peter transformed the impulsive disciple into a rock. Look upon every time of sorrow and trouble as a turning point in your Christian life. You're either going to come out of it closer to the Lord or farther from the Lord. You're going to come out of it as Judas did, farther from the Lord, or as Peter did, closer to the Lord. God does not promise that our lives shall always be pleasant. He's already warned us that it will not be. But he does declare that even the unpleasant things are a part of his all things. Are we hearing the word of the Lord? that even the unpleasant circumstances in your life, they're still a part of the all things. He does not promise material prosperity at all times, but even the need we have shall work together for good. Oh, some of the greatest spiritual blessings that has ever come into our lives is times when we have had to literally pray daily bread. Yeah, some of us complain because we're in poor health, or many of the greatest spiritual victories we've ever won has been in times when God has laid us aside for a while just to commune with him and to learn the rich lessons he has for us on the bed of affliction. How many times do you hear people and they have had to lay on their backs for a while and they come back and God bless them and they have a story to tell? Because God is working in those all things. All things work. Notice it's in the present tense. Are working, not have worked, not shall work, not should work, or not even might work. But all things work. We complain so often. I can't see the results. That this is no sign that God is not working. You know, I feel that, you know, we're just too inclined, and we complain about all kinds of different things. I think I've been lost. I think I've been forgotten. I've done so much in my life that I don't think God can forgive me. I think God has forgotten about me because of the sins I did. We complain so much. We start to looking about the things and measuring things about how far we can see, what we see. That's what we measure by. Where's the Christian who has not had some dark experience in his life? Where's that Christian at? There are none. Where's the Christian which he could not for the moment understand and turn around and say that I have sinned too? There is not one. The black clouds of mystery engulf us all from time to time. Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like there is no way out, and it seems like maybe 1,000 demons seem to just around you. But the face of God is still there. Will you reach out for him instead of running deeper into the darkness? Because in your darkest hour, as you cry, you as a Christian, God will hear your cries. He has a way of escape for you. He has a way of escape for you. When you're in a standstill in life, you feel like you're not going anywhere, and you feel like no good could come out of this. But then the sun rises on the other side of that black night. And then as you look back on the experience and you see the loving hand of God through it all, and you understand that it is all things. He was still there. That did do something. That worked through my life to get me to where I need to be. I learned a lesson out of that I can apply in my future. Yeah, in fact, the hardest things are often the best things for us. The morning just reveals what God has been doing in the night. So as you're in your darkness, in your night, when you get to the morning, it just reveals what God has been doing in the night, working it out for you. Are you today at a place in life where it all seems dark? Take hold of this blessed promise. Can you trust God in the dark? You do not have to see it to know that God is working on your behalf. The sun will rise in the morning, and that black cloud will roll away. Trust me. Then you will see God is working in your behalf today. He's working all things together, not separately or independently, not even things in itself, but together. This is the key to the test. God does not promise all things work for good or each thing is good in itself, but all things work together for good. So many people pick out one experience in life and wave it in the face of God and challenge, I don't see any good in that, God. No, and God doesn't say there is, but there is a part of the all things. It's a part of the divine pattern. The separate events of life may seem to be discouraging or disastrous, but together they work for good. Together they work for good. It takes a blending of experiences in life to make the together. See, when we're living in submission and obedience to his will, every event has a definite, defined place in the plan and pattern of God. Each thing is a part of the all things, and all things together work for good. Here's another example for you. Sugar is sweet to the taste, and it adds flavor to much of our food, correct? However, you would not want to make a meal of sugar alone, right? Nothing would be more sickening. I can't imagine it. Neither would you want to eat dry, tasteless flour. I can't imagine anything more nauseating and maybe tasteless than attempting to eat raw egg whites. However, these three ingredients, the sugar, the flour, the egg whites, as tasteless and undesirable as they are by themselves, mix them together by the hands of a skillful cook, and then they make a beautiful angel food cake. You see what I'm saying? So it's your experiences in life. When they all come together, that's when we get all things work together for the good. Amen? Amen. We're going to continue tomorrow. Hallelujah. God bless you. To the end of another broadcast. And I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, for your teaching, for your understanding, and for your the belief. We believe. Can you just say, I believe? I'm going to try hard today to believe. I'm going to leave doubt behind. I'm going to be a believer. If you do not know our Father, the Savior, the one who is working in the night for your morning glory, I invite you to invite him into your heart right now to be your Lord and Savior. So Romans 8:28 can be a part of your life. So that's for the Christian, for the born-again believer. And if you just repeat this prayer and believe it in your heart, you shall be born again. And then that applies to you. If you're ready, just pray this prayer right now. Open your heart and just let these simple words be your guide. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me for my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. And Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And now I receive you in my life as my Savior and Lord. Amen. Friend, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to starting right now. If you just prayed that prayer according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, you now are a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You said, what does that mean, minister? That just means that you now, the things that you used to do, you're going to watch and you're going to feel like you don't even want to do them anymore. You're not going to get the same enjoyment out of them that you did before. But you're not going to be lacking anything. You're going to be more pleasant. You're going to be more loving. Because he's still going to replace those things, the old things, with the new things for a new creation. You are a new creature in Christ right now. It's important for you to reach out and just let someone know of your decision to follow Christ right now. And it's important just because the enemy is going to try to come to make sure, are you sure this is what you want to do? Don't you miss hanging out with the guys and lusting and fornicate? Aren't you in dire need right now or of just hitting that bottle or doing whatever it is? But we need each other. So as Christians, we need to pray for each other. We come to gatherings like this just to get more strength, just to get more into his word, and you never stop growing in the Lord. We never get to a place where we got it. We all are continuing to grow. That's why I read the Bible every year through, and you want to hear. Sometimes you can listen to it, have it read to you, and you can replay back until you get it in your spirit. And every time he'll still give you another insight about that verse over and over again. Amen? That's just the God that we serve. So you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it's walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or you can leave a message here to Blog Talk Radio. However, make sure that you get into a Bible teaching church. I remind you, all churches do not teach of the Bible. So we pray about it, and we see where God would have you be. But he has somewhere for you to be. Don't make up any excuses. He has a book for you. And until you're in there, that place is like wobbling and leaning because it needs you, because that's what God has you to be. All right. I ask you to look inside of you. Make the decision tonight. I am going to live by Romans 8:28. And I'm going to look together at my life experiences. I'll see you tomorrow.